Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Let's talk about Kindle publishing. Is it even worth pursuing building an online business by publishing books on Amazon? Maybe you're watching this right now because you're on the fence or considering to start an online business by publishing on Amazon as Kindle, paperback, or audiobooks, and you're kind of determined, is this the right opportunity for you? Maybe you've been at this for a while and you're rethinking whether or not you should stick with it, and is really book publishing the right online business model for you? I'm gonna do the best I can to share with you my thoughts on the Amazon book publishing industry and kind of where I see it going and the opportunity of it in this video, and try to help you identify, is it really the right fit for you? Is it really worth pursuing for you this year and beyond? Now, the honest answer that I could give you is it depends. It depends on you, and it also depends on what your goals are. Why do you want to publish books on Amazon? Why would you want to build an Amazon book publishing industry? I think it's always important to take a step back and to kind of assess what your purpose and what your goals are in starting this business and determine whether or not it's worth it. And I don't know you personally, so I'm gonna throw out a few different scenarios and you can be the judge and reflect on what I share and determine whether or not it is worth it for you. So first, it depends on number one, maybe you love writing. Right? Maybe you've always wanted to write your own book. You've always wanted to be a published author. Maybe that is something that's your dream career and your hobby and passion is writing your own book. And that's the vehicle and the avenue that you want to leverage to be able to share your message with the world. Maybe you love writing fiction books and sharing different stories and you have that creative gift, or maybe it's nonfiction books. If that is something that resonates with you, then fantastic. I think it's a great opportunity and you should pursue it. Book publishing is a huge industry. Amazon is huge. There's millions of people that buy and read books, and Amazon's only growing. So the opportunity is there. The demand is there. And I have no doubt that if you really love, writing, and that's the ultimate career for you that you want to pursue, fantastic. I have no doubt you'll be successful at that because you have the passion behind it and you're going to do a great job and put in the work or the energy to put yourself out there. Maybe, a lot of authors, for example, might go on podcasts and go on media and, really get behind the work that they're doing to cater to that market. So fantastic. In that case, yes, pursue it. It's worth it for you. On the other hand, if your goal is to make a six-figure income or maybe a seven-figure income and you want to become financially free, then maybe it's not the best opportunity for you. Because if I were to be honest with you, if that's your goal to make six figures or seven figures, then I could share with you four or five other online business models that will be a lot easier and faster for you to be able to make those large sums of money with. So the challenge with publishing books on Amazon and making six figures or seven figures is that you're selling low ticket products. You're selling a book, let's say for Kindle, that might be in the price range from $2.99 to $9.99. And maybe a paperback book for up to $20. The challenge with that is to make large sums of money, like six figures, over 100 grand a year. You need to sell a lot of books. So you need to have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of customers, or you need to have a lot of books that are out there. You have to have a big portfolio of books that you publish that you have to maintain and keep up to date with. So it's not easy to scale to six or seven figures. I don't know many authors or publishers that have been able to accomplish that. Not unless they've sold a lot of books and they're like a celebrity or an authority or an influencer and they have a big name, or they've basically just published a ton of books that are out there and kind of hustled and grinded to get it to that point. But it's a lot easier to make six or seven figures by selling higher ticket products. And so if your goal is to make six or seven figures, there's a lot easier and better ways to do that. The challenge with that, though, is that it's going to cost more money to get started with those businesses. So here's where the third scenario might be that you could fit into is, are you doing it because you don't have that much money to start a business and you're a beginner and you're just kind of looking for something to gain experience, to get your feet wet, to learn internet marketing, to learn how Amazon works? In which case, I think it could be a great opportunity for you that you should consider pursuing. Because oftentimes a lot of people don't realize it's not easy to start an online business. And let's say selling physical products on Amazon or building a big brand, those are things that can cost a lot of money to start, can cost a couple thousand dollars just to get in the door, and can take time before you get a return on your investment. It can take time before you're really profitable from it. So it's a very long-term business model, has great potential, because if you build a brand, if you sell physical products, man, yeah, you can build a six figure, seven figures. There's this snowball effect. It can really take off and scale to that level. But on the other hand, let's say that you don't have that amount of money. There's not that many business models that you can start for less than $1,000 or less than $500. There's not that many that I know that are out there. And so I encounter a lot of people, they don't have much money to start on Amazon, or they don't, you know, want to go through the process of doing affiliate marketing, which is can take a lot of time to do. There's other models out there, but book publishing can make the most sense for you because it's a lot easier to start with, a very newbie-friendly model. And yes, while it's not going to make you six or seven figures, it's a great way to make your first money online. And it's a great way to make maybe your first couple hundred bucks a month, or maybe even a couple thousand dollars a month if you really stick with it and get good at it. So for a lot of people that don't have money to get started, maybe don't want to spend the time, like you could, for example, without spending any money, build a YouTube channel or build a blog or build a podcast. Those are great business models that you can pursue. But the challenge with that is that can take a lot of time to build your YouTube channel or to build your blog or to build your social media presence. Those are things that can take months or even years to really get off the ground and really take off. But on the other hand, the benefit, let's say, of publishing a book on Amazon is you get to leverage Amazon's platform. And it doesn't cost much money or even much time to create a book and put it out there. And you can leverage Amazon's marketplace of paid buyers, buyers that are looking as customers to buy products. You can leverage their platform to make your first dollars and get traffic from Amazon, which case, if you didn't have Amazon, you'd have to try to get it from Google or YouTube or Instagram or running paid advertisements. So I think it is worth pursuing if you don't have much money to start, if you're looking for a very beginner-friendly way that you can learn internet marketing with and get your feet wet, because a lot of people, for example, they often think, I don't have the money to start a business, so they don't start. That's the big mistake. Start something. Start, put a book up there on Amazon, is my response to a lot of people. Just start and get in the game. Because yes, maybe you're not going to get rich from it. If you can at least learn the skills of marketing, you can learn how to create a book cover. You can learn how to, you know, publish something on Amazon and how to put content together. And you can learn how to hire a virtual assistant. And you can learn how Amazon works. And you can learn about keywords and how to create a captivating title. You can learn how to run some ads on Amazon. All of those skills are valuable that will then benefit you on the next business model. So it's not that book publishing is the end all be all.
It's a great way to get your foot in the door, to gain experience, to make some money. And then as you go further along in your journey, my response and my guidance to a lot of people and advice is if your goal is to make more money and you have more money to invest, great. Then let's upgrade to another business model. Maybe it's affiliate marketing, or maybe it's physical products on Amazon, or maybe it's drop shipping, or maybe it's something else that is more scalable to that next level. So that's where I think it can make sense for a lot of people. But if you do have $2,000 or more, hey, I can share with you easier and better ways, and I would just skip book publishing, not unless you're attached to the process and you love it and you want to do it, great. But if you're really just trying to make some money, then I can share with you some other business models that I talk about on my email list, my YouTube channel, etc., that are more scalable and can make you a lot more money in the long term, that are better businesses in that way. Now, another context where book publishing can be worth pursuing is if you're using your book to generate leads, right? So one thing that I teach, I've got a course called Mastering Book Publishing. And the model that I teach is that your book, you can use it to make money on Amazon, yes, but you can also use it to generate leads. You can use it to build your email list. Inside your book, you can offer something where people go outside of your book to your website and they put in their name and email, and now they're on your list. That opens up a lot more doors for you to make money on the back end, in which case you can make a lot more money through, for example, affiliate marketing by selling higher ticket products than you originally will from your book. And that's why a lot of people use their book as a lead magnet. So for example, you might see in the internet marketing community something known as a free plus shipping offer. A lot of marketers, what they do, they offer their book for free, even on their website, and you pay for the shipping cost. And they're not really making any money. They break even or lose money on that, but they're doing that as a loss leader to capture a lead, because they know that if they capture a lead, they can make more money on the back end from that through perhaps an upsell, or maybe their course, or maybe an affiliate offer, or maybe a physical product, something else from that. So that's a great strategy. If you already have a business or you're doing affiliate marketing, a book can fit really well into that to help you generate leads from Amazon. Another reason why it could be worth pursuing is using a book as a way to build authority in your niche. You know, the word authority has the word author in it, because people associate that if someone has a book or they're an author, they must be an authority. So that's a way that you can gain some credibility, and that can also boost your business. In fact, a lot of people even use their book as a business card, right? They just give it away for free to people because it helps to establish them as an authority, and it builds a relationship with people. So I think it depends on what your goal is. For me personally, is it worth publishing books on Amazon? Well, it was when I first started. I didn't have much money. I didn't have much experience. It's a great opportunity for me, and it's still great for someone who is a beginner that was in that circumstance. I would do it again if I was in that circumstance. But I'm in a circumstance now where I don't need to publish books to make an extra couple $100 a month. You know, for me, I'd much rather there's easier ways I can make $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, because I have working capital. I have money that I can invest that can make me money a lot easier selling something that's higher ticket, or perhaps a better investment of my time and my money than the book publishing route. Now, it might be worth it for me at one point if I want to share a message with the world and put together a book, and, you know, it's not the money that I'll make from that, but maybe I want to become a New York Times bestselling author, or just really reach the masses in a different way. So in that case, it could be worth it for me. But I actually have a platform on YouTube and on my podcast and social media where I can reach people a lot easier, in my opinion. And I can reach people with a lot less effort than having to write a book. So for me, if I want to share my message, I can just turn on my camera and do that. I don't need to use a book for that purpose. So that's why I say it depends. It depends on where you're at, depends on what your goals are, depends on what you're trying to accomplish. I don't think there's one size fits all for everybody. I think the Amazon opportunity is great. I think Amazon is great. I think it's a very newbie-friendly, beginner way, and I've learned so much from it that I've taken with me. And I know many other of my students have as well. And it's helped them lead and transition into affiliate marketing and understanding Amazon and other business models out there too. I even have students, for example, and I teach this now in my Master in Book Publishing course. I've got a training on how to build a publishing agency, because like a lot of people, for example, they don't realize the skills that you learn through publishing books, those are skills that other people will pay you to do for them. Because there's a lot of people that are authors and writers, they don't know how to publish and they don't know how to market. And if you know the skills of that, they'll pay you, or you partner with them do a 50-50 split to do that for them. And that's a great agency model that you can build. Or there's a lot of books that are out there that are not making any money. If you have marketing skills, you can take a royalty from that and promote and market that author if you know how to do that. So there's many different avenues and opportunities, but I'd say that everyone's different. Everyone has different goals and different desires of what they want to accomplish. And so that's why I think the most honest answer that I can give you is it depends. And it depends, I think, also on what you believe in and what you're actually going to do. Because the only way you actually achieve any success with anything is by doing the work, right? So oftentimes when people ask me, should I do it or not? If you believe in it and you're going to actually do it, then do it. Because I could tell you, you could do this, you could do that, but if you're not going to do it, you're not going to succeed. It's the one that you believe in and the one that you actually act upon that will lead to the success for you. So hopefully this video helps you and helps you answer that question. It gives you more clarity on the thoughts that I have for it. If you want to learn more about book publishing, I've actually got a free email training series and a video that goes into how to build a $10,000 a month Amazon book publishing business. I break down the model and how you can actually get there. So if you do want to pursue it, this training will help you, show you how you can get to 10K a month and how you, the steps that you can take to get there based on what I've done and many other people have done as well. So I'll link that below. Otherwise, thanks for watching. I'll see you again in the next video.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.